Radio Influence. The future is now.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and I have a guest today that's been on before, Anthony Santos. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. It's been a while.
Yeah, I know it has. Third time here, though.
Well, how have you been?
Been good. Busy. Very, very busy, but been very good. I have with me E-Rights General Manager, Jake Mess.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Jake. Hey. So glad to have you as well. So now, I wanted to kind of, like, we need to recap Time to Eat Right a little bit, because it's been almost a year that you've been on the show.
Yeah, and a lot's changed, and a lot is coming. So we're very excited. We're about to do shipping, like, first of the year. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with Florida and then the whole U.S., which is interesting. And we're not going to freeze our food, so which is good, because a lot of companies do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it fresh and then deliver it. So very, very challenging to master that. But Jake is all over that. Right. That's what he does. He's the backbone of our whole business. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Can you give a little background on Time to Eat Right for those that might not have listened to the last time you were on?
Yes, for sure. So we're definitely a lifestyle company. We're all about, you know, providing a healthy product in a very convenient way to our customers. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to eat healthy, very hard to eat it fast, very hard to eat it conveniently. But we provide it right to your front door. Fresh, organic, pasture raised, you know, really good food. Our carbs are, you know, 55 and under. We also have keto plans. We have vegan plans. We also adhere to a lot of customers, you know, they have a lot of modifications. A lot of our customers can't have dairy. So, you know, in our meals, I substitute a lot of the dairy items with, you know, vegan products. And that's something that Jake does too, you know. So, I mean, we're really customizable, which a lot of companies aren't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've been in business for about a year and a half. We've definitely helped lose. I think we were talking about it last night. I think our customers, you know, collectively lost about 5,000 pounds. So huge. And then we've also donated meals to Feeding Tampa Bay. And that's pretty much it. We're just trying to change the world, you know, one meal at a time.
No, absolutely. And I had success with your plan last year. I need to go back on.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
This
we're
time of year. But yeah, I probably lost about 10 pounds in about a month that I was doing it. And I like it because I'm so busy. I hate to have to think about what I'm going to eat.
Well, this isn't really like a diet food, but I made I made you double chocolate protein pancakes. So I used cacao, and then I used actually dark cacao chips.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, you're going to like that. You don't even need syrup. That's how good that is.
That is perfect.
And then this one is white chocolate protein pancakes, but I put macadamia nuts, blueberries, and espresso chips to wake you up a little bit. So.
Oh, yes, I need it. It's been a long day already. Be perfect before I get ready to go to work and everything. So out of all the different meal plans that you offer, what do you think is the most popular?
Definitely our conventional.
The conventional ones.
Conventional. Okay. Keto, you have to live that lifestyle. You have to eat, you know, high fats throughout the day on your own. You have to stay on it. If you don't, then you're just going to feel like, you know, lethargic, and it's just not going to work as successfully as it does for other people. Our vegan plan's growing, though, and it's growing really nicely. I'm very excited about that because I've just converted plant-based. So
have you?
Yes. Yes.
That's incredible.
It's very hard. I'm not going to lie, because, like, when you go out, it's impossible to, like, you know, eat a complete a plant-based meal when you're out and about, but that's what Eat Right's here. So, I mean, you have the meals on you. You don't really have to worry about that. But yeah, our vegan plan's growing, and then a lot of customers are slowly, like, Jake sends me the allergies, and it's like, we're getting a lot of dairy-free people.
Right.
So it's...
There are so many of
those. It's definitely trending that way.
I definitely want to try an entire month vegan style. But it's hard because I have too many things coming up where I can't really commit to it. So I'm looking at January right now.
Okay. What I would suggest is, like, this is what I did, is I mixed and matched. So, like, throughout the day, I would eat, like, two vegan meals, one not vegan, and then I slowly just stopped eating the...
Yeah, just kind of wean off.
I'm changing our whole vegan diet, actually. I'm going to make it an alkaline vegan diet. Are you familiar with that?
A little bit. I've heard about it, but not too much.
So if your body's in an alkaline state, cancer cells can't grow. Your body releases a lot of toxins. It's really, really good for you to be in an alkaline state. You can't just eat the food to be in that. You have to drink alkaline water. You have to it's a big process, but it's shown a lot of success. The Dr. Sebi guy is definitely like living proof of that, mm-hmm. You know, and it's really good for you. And a lot of people are having a lot of success on it. So I'm going to just change our food to that slowly, just mm-hmm. introducing those alkaline vegetables. It's not a lot of stuff that people like love, obviously, mm-hmm. like some of the vegetables are definitely challenging to make it taste phenomenal, but that's what we do here. So no problem.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, it's definitely, it's going to be hard for me to do it just because I'm surrounded by so many tempting things, as you know.
You know what's going to help, though, is when you start eating it consistently, how you feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel completely different. It's the weirdest thing, and I never thought I would say it because I've been eating, like, meat my whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. But literally, like, you feel so much better, like, natural energy, and mm-hmm. you just think more clearly, and you sleep faster, and it's just really good.
I have a lot of friends that have converted to, you know, to eating a vegan lifestyle, and they love it. They all say the same thing.
Some of them
love
it. Some of them are like super strict by it, you know. But yeah, I like it. It's just the world hasn't caught up yet. You know, it's just really hard to eat that lifestyle when you're out. You know, I think there's only a couple restaurants I can name in Tampa that are vegan friendly. You know,
and actually, more and more restaurants are adding vegan options to their menu, which is great.
They are,
because I have a few friends that are vegan, and
Burger King did the impossible.
I tried it.
It was good, right?
You know what? Yes, it was. It tasted just like a regular Whopper.
It was good. The only thing is, there's mayo on it.
I know it's not like, healthy. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. People, I mean, that's the thing. Vegan food has a lot of carbs. One of my favorite spots is Dixie Dharma.
A lot of carbs. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Oh my God. Dixie Dharma is so good.
They
but
have
the carbs.
Food. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So like you better work out after you eat one of those.
That's
I went
the
there
thing.
And I had the mac and cheese, and like the cheese sauce, they use like a cashew base, and it's really good. But it's comfort food.
It is.
So I'm glad you said that, because with Eat Right, it's really challenging to make vegan food taste amazing, not just blah, you know, taste good and be healthy for you. I mean, I have limits on how much carbs I can put in the meals. You know, I wish sometimes I didn't, but we do. So we have to get creative, and that's what we do best. So, I mean, can't really get that at the store. So that's why they just need to order through us.
Yeah. I really love jackfruit.
Oh, I just made a barbecue jackfruit meal.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was so good. Oh, my God.
So what do you think it is about, you know, the vegan diet that makes it tend to be so high in carbs? I mean, can you do a low carb and eat vegan at the same time?
So give me like a month, and then I'm gonna go on a veto diet. Literally, I'm going to try this like
veto. Vegan. That's a good time.
I'm literally going to try it, because I've definitely put on some LBs, and I need to shred
some
again.
LBs.
Yeah, I was really skinny because I did keto when we first started Eat Right, and I lost tremendous amount of weight, but I think I lost a little too much, and I was like really tired all the time, and I was like I wasn't eating enough fats. So I'm gonna try like this veto. I'm gonna do vegan, but I'm gonna eat a lot of avocado, just like a lot of high fat items, and I'm gonna see what that does to me. So like, now that I've established that I'm plant-based and I could consistently eat plant-based, mm-hmm. now I'm just gonna try a veto. I'm gonna see what that does, and then if that does good, then hello world, you know, like that's really changing. Because I feel like, because you're right, that's a huge problem. A lot of people are vegan, but they're not seeing like the results, because they're eating a lot of quinoa, a lot of rice. They're eating a lot of food to like substitute for like the lack of meat and mm-hmm. the lack of dairy that they would have. But yeah, it's the carbs. I mean, quinoa is very high in carbs.
Yes, it is.
It's all about portion control. So restaurants do not teach us portion control. Mm. We have been educating our customers on portion control. They've learned it through us for sure. And that's honestly everything. I mean, that's why a lot of people are consuming carbs. I think if people were more educated and they knew like how many grams of carbs were in 4 ounces of rice, I feel like it would open up their eyes. It's just more visuals, mm-hmm. you know? Jake, what do you have on that?
I was actually about to say, the reason that I think a plant-based diet is so high in carbs is just because plants as a whole are carbs, and they're as a whole really low in protein. That's the hardest part with our menu and plant-based diet in general, is just getting them an adequate amount of protein for our plant-based people. So like, that's the biggest struggle when designing the meals, because broccoli, rice, everything that plant-based people eat there's no protein in that. It's
right.
It's fiber, it's micronutrients, which are really good, but at the same time, you got to kind of balance out your macros at the end of the day, which you know, your protein, your carbs, and your fat.
Yeah.
And that's definitely the biggest struggle we find with the plant-based. But I mean, we make it happen. All our plant-based meals are around 20 grams of protein at least. So
that's fantastic.
I use nutritional yeast, which helps me. Edamame. There's ways. Right. But you just got to be creative again.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I know every vegan meal I've had, I know, is loaded with carbs, which, you know, I started really running again. So it's not a bad thing. But at the same time, I don't want to be eating like that every single day.
Agreed.
There's too much. Yeah. And Dixie Dharma, like they have a BLT with fried green tomatoes.
I know.
Yeah. And they're not dogs.
Yeah.
The chili. Trust me. I've had a lot of
I ate that with the mac and cheese. And then I went to the gym and I was just like, oh my God.
I bet you were full. It's hard.
I was so full.
Hard to work out.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you guys offer like consulting or coaching for someone who really has a lot of questions?
So we have an amazing nutritional coach that's on our team. Her name's Danielle. Okay. She talks to all of our clients. She's actually like, when you go to our website and the chat pops up, her name pops up and she's like right there. So literally you go on our website, hey, I want to do your plans, but maybe I have this allergy, or hey, I really don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me? We offer that for free. So like other companies charge, like no problem, like go find a nutritionist online. Like they charge a lot of money. She is part of our team and she offers that to our customers for free and potential customers. So
that's fantastic. And what is your website?
Eatright.life.
Eatright.life. Yep. Okay, perfect. And I'll be posting that as well when the podcast
I'm offering comes out. Your customers and listeners, you know, a special code.
Okay.
Number 5 free. And then they'll get 50% off their first week just for you guys.
Perfect. I'll share that on social media as well. That's awesome. Very good. Yeah, we need to chat because I want to get back on it maybe starting in October.
Okay.
Actually, I have the Tailgate Fest coming up.
I would start October because you're about to creep on holiday season. You want to be ready
for that. And this is the time of year I was going to say a lot of people, you know, they get into holiday mode and, you know, football season and people really aren't very mindful of what they're eating all the time.
And it's a good time to start. And if they start eating healthy now, when those days hit, it won't be a huge hit.
Exactly.
You're ready for it.
You'll be able to enjoy things like that whenever you have that balance, you know?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. You should enjoy those days. You shouldn't look at it in a negative way. But if you're eating like that every day, then obviously we got a problem. Right. But if you start eating right now, you'll be fine.
Yeah, there's always time to eat right.
Always.
Cheesy pun. Well, real quick, I was just going to ask, like, what do you think are some of the most common mistakes that people make when they're trying to, you know, lose weight and clean up their diet a little bit?
Jake, I'll let you answer that because you talk to all of our customers.
I would say the biggest thing is everybody just has a different definition of what healthy means. And you really need to find out what your goal is. If your goal is I want to lose, you know, excess fat off my body, then at the end of the day, you need to eat less calories than you burn in the day. That's the name
Simple.
Of the game. So many people get confused, like, oh, I want to be healthy, I want to lose weight, so I'm just going to start eating salads and I'm going to start eating a lot of veggies. I mean, but that if you're eating more calories than you're burning, then you're still going to gain weight. It doesn't matter. If you're getting more micronutrients, you'll probably feel a little better. But you really need to boil it down to what's my goal. That's the biggest mistake I think people make is what is your personal goal, not what's everyone else's goal. What's the biggest trend right now? What do you want to do? And then make a plan based off of that.
Right. And they need to realize that it's a lifestyle change. It is not a diet. The word diet needs to go.
Yes.
You have to just live it. And honestly, like with all these like medical conditions and with everybody just, you know, seeing the doctor more. And I mean, insurance companies, like they've called me and they've been like, hey, Anthony, you know, our patients are going to the emergency room a lot and a lot. How can you help with that? And they want to like start diagnosing, you know, the meals,
right?
You know, as like a prescription. And that should be an eye opener for everybody. Like, you know, if you eat better, a lot of stuff will go away. A lot of food allergies will go away. Just a lot of stuff. The body isn't supposed to be consuming like the excess amount of food that it does. So I think people just need to just do a lifestyle change. It's not a 2-month thing and then you are where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And then you just go back to what you were doing. It just has to be a consistent change forever. And then whatever that is for you, everybody's different.
Absolutely.
You know, and everybody's body's different. Like I know people that can eat just whatever they want and they look amazing. And then people like me, if I eat one burger, it's over, you know?
I know. I'm like that too. I look at a slice of pizza and I already feel my pants are too tight. So, but we won't go there. But anyway, I really appreciate you guys taking the time today to come out, and I'll definitely be sharing your website and your, how can we find you on Instagram actually?
You can go to my Instagram, Anthony Ewright. You can go to Jake's Instagram, Ewright Jake. And you can go to our company's Instagram, Time Number 2 Ewright.
perfect. And I'll be sharing all that as well. Awesome. You guys, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I can't wait.
Anytime.
You guys, just remember a new episode comes out every week on radioinfluence.com. You can also find this podcast wherever you like to download your podcasts at Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, podcast, you name it, it's all there. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm Jerry P. Tuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out radioinfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, radioinfluence.com.